All right, we are in Siman Kuf Hey. The last 3 weeks we've learned only one sif each week. And in fact, each sif tackle was a totally separate, connected, but a separate topic. This week, sif Dalid, Hey, and Vav, and to a certain degree sif Zayin, are connected. Dalid, Hey, and Vav deal with the din of chaticha shenoga bechaticha, one piece of food that's hot that touches another piece which is hot. We're not dealing now with the issue of klirishin klisheini. We're talking all of the klirishin, and the difference. What we're going to focus on is the difference between bishul and tzli. Until now, we haven't made any difference between different ways that things become hot, and we were talking about bishul, about things that are cooked. Typically, bishul means with liquid. Things that are cooked with a liquid. The the Mechaber here makes a distinction between bishul and tzli. And Sif Dalet is going to Sif Dalet Hey and Vav, and to a certain degree Zayin, are going to be teaching us these klalim, the rules of when a bliya travels. Or how much it travels in sleep. So, as always, here we go, Sif Dalet Hey go together. It's not really possible to learn one without the other. Because the Ramaz Ha'ara on Sif Dalet, he leaves, so you have to Sif Hey. So we have to learn Sif Dalet and Hey together. Be'me Devarim Amurim, all that we've learned in the past, this Kishanach Olotecha Tavshol, is talking when there was something that fell into a Tavshol, into a cooked food. Because liquid causes a spreading of bliyus into evenly into the whole tashel. Aval iser ben cham ben kar shenafel al tzli sheitz al ha'esh, but an iser whether hot or cold that fell onto tzli, which is by the fire. Tzli means something which is being roasted. Tzli, the same thing is true about afia, anything which is without liquid. That fell onto some tzli that's on the fire. Ella kedei netila. It only asks kedei netila, shehu ka'ivei reichiv etzba, which is the thickness of a finger. Which means, now it's not to be confused with k'dei klipa, k'dei netila are two different things. K'dei klipa, we said iru is mevashel, k'dei klipa is the thinnest klipa you could cut off of something. K'dei netila is the thickness of a finger, the width of a finger, close to an inch, less than an inch, but that thickness is how far the bliya goes. So here we have a new thing. It comes out from what we're learning so far. Let's say somebody is cooking, has a steak that's grilling on his grill, and he takes a piece of iser. Let's say he's got some garlic that was cut with a milchiker knife, and he garnishes. He puts it on top of the steak. Right. Let's say the garlic was iser itself, just because I don't want to get into confusing things. The garlic was iser itself, and it was put on top of the steak. So that garlic would asa the steak only kedei netila. I guess if it's a thin steak, then it'll be the whole steak. But it's a roast beef or something. So that, the Mechaber is saying, that is only going to go in kedei netila. It's only going to go in, if you cut the beef in half, the top half will be the inch, or the 3/4 of an inch on top will be aser, and the chelik on the bottom will be mutter. That's what the mechaber says. What? Same with the, well, we'll have to see, but yes, the pashtus, what we're saying now, is even a slice of cheese. A pat of butter. Well, if something that turns into liquid, all right, there's a halacha earlier in the end of Tzadik Aleph. There's an important, not so well known halacha, that if liquid drips, even cold, onto meat, let's say in the refrigerator, there's some milk spilled and it dripped onto meat. Now, normally, if milk drips onto something, we wash it off and it's okay. We have a concept that meat has pili-pili, cooked meat, has holes in it. It absorbs physically, and therefore we're chayshish that the milk went in. So if you have butter that's on top and it melts, so it's no worse than if it was cold. It would go in. I'm telling you where it's yavish b'yavish. There's no liquid. Just two dry things, like a garlic with a that people garnish a steak or a roast beef with. So that, even if that garlic was somehow iser, the mechaber is saying it would only go kidei netila.
We're saying that it all depends on the direction that it fell. If it fell side by side,
we're saying now it's alo eish, so there's no difference side by side, right? Because now the mechaber doesn't want to get into it until sifaf, he doesn't get into it. So the mechaber, to make it less confusing, is talking here all. Even afilu ala ish, he means, because he's saying it only goes kidei netila. You don't need shishim. Even if there's no shishim, it's still mutter.
We'll talk about
yeah, even if there's shishim, you have to take kidei netila, which we're going to see in a minute. Lefikach, yerech shetzalei begid. The Shulchan Aruch gives two examples. One example is yerech, a side of meat, which was roasted and the gid hanasha was not removed. Is roasted with the gid hanasha still inside. So how far does the gid hanasha aser? Now right away you'll ask, ain't beginning the noisim time, the gid hanasha can't aser. So the shach right away in Sukkotin, which one is it? Yud Beis, pirish the shamnei shall gid oisim in the rabbanim. The gid hanasha, which is the sederei raisa, it's takedado, it doesn't answer. It's nice time of gap. But the shabnei shel gid, the fat around the gid, which is asa v'drabanan, so that could answer. So getting back to the Shulchan Aruch, afichach yerosh etzalei begidai. Oy chatichas isa shetzalei chatichas heter. Or you roasted isa and heter, one touching the other, v'noi ge'ezeh v'zeh, tzarech lahasa kedei netila sabi v'agid. You have to take off kedei netila around the gid, in the case of the gid anasha, b'chemichaticha makim shenagai b'chaticha sisser, and also the chaticha sater, you have to take off from the place and touch the chaticha sisser. Now before we go weiter, yeah.
In the next, we're
talking about shamnunis in a second. Okay, just right away, you'll see in Taz Zayin, I told you when we started this simin that the Mashal is machmir here on everything. Here also, the Mashal quoted in Taz Zayin says, "B'sharidu loy mechalek bechamay de bishul ayay de tzli with tervayu aiser hakoil." Sharidu ras is no matter what, because the Mashal perakol abasa simin ayish shekei nikker. Mashal holds he's machmir. He says there's no din of kedei netila that it goes bekulay. So again, the Marshal is being machmir. By one of the strange twists that we're going to have here in the Shulchan Aruch today, this chumrah of the Marshal will turn out to be a kula, which we'll see in a few minutes. But Pashas, it's a chumrah, right? The Shulchan Aruch says, Dei Netila. Marshal says, there's no difference. Yaveh Sholach, it goes bekula.
The steak, why is the whole thing is also the tata agaba, right? So why should you have to put the steak in case of garlic?
The toy gavar doesn't mean if the heter is on bottom. It means if the cold is on bottom. The toy gavar. The toy gavar doesn't mean if heter is on bottom and this is on top. So the heter makes this go away. The toy gavar is only the heat. The heat of the bottom is gavar. Okay.
Does it tell me to pass him like Mashab bringing him down like this?
Well, you're going to see. He quotes the Ramah afterwards, and he says it's not nafkamina. Because you have to see the Ramah is going to be machmir for a different reason. The chain. Back to the bottom line. B'cheinim nafal iser achaticha shepekdeira shechutzla raiter. It's not only if you're roasting. What happens if you're cooking? And you have a cholin that's cooking. And you have a potato that's totally out of the liquid. It's not in the liquid of the cholin. Shechutzla raiter. V'lo nir akadeira v'lo kisa isa. And you neither stirred the pot nor covered it. If you cover a pot, then the hevel fills up the pot, the steam, and it's considered kulay b'techa raitit. If you stir it, obviously the same thing. If you didn't stir it, you didn't cover it, and the piece is totally outside of the liquid, then it's like tzli, because it's outside of the liquid. Then ain't eiser ela kedei netila. Then only as is kedei netila. There's a shiloh, what happens if it's half in, half out? If a piece of meat is half in the liquid and half the out, you have a chalet. So you have a potato or a piece of meat, which is half in the liquid of the chalet, and half out. And some issa fell, but not into the liquid. It fell onto the pod that was outside. So this... What?
More than
an inch out of the... more than an inch out, yeah, okay. So this is a machlokes Rashi in the Ri, in Hilchos Basa B'Cholot. Chaticha half in, half out. The way, when we learned it in Yeridaya, we made ourselves a simon, how to remember this machlokes. If you write in script letters, a resh, a shin is bigger, and a yud. Right? The shin usually is a taller letter than the resh. So if you write resh, and a shin, and yud, so Rashi is sticking out. And the letters re are in. It helps you at all. Help me. You follow what I'm saying?
You still have to know if it's called in or called out.
Rashi shita is when you have a piece half in, half out. What? No, don't write it the same size. The simon won't work. So the shin, Rashi shita is that a piece of meat which is half in, half out, the part that's out is out. It's sticking out. The reshita, if you have a piece which is half in, half out, it's in. It's if it's kulay beraitiv. You follow?
Yeah.
So the according to Rashi, what we're learning so far, it's a kula. Because according to Rashi, if you have half of the potato out of the chalet, and this falls on the potato, so it only asks is kedei netila. You cut off that piece of potato, and the rest of the chalet is water. According to the Ri, if the issa falls on the potato, it's as if it's in the pot, and then if there's no shishim, it'll asin. Now, if there is shishim, it'll be a kula the other way. If there is shishim, the Ri would be a kula. Because he'll say a drop fell in, but it's mutter, it's bachel b'shishim. Rashi will still say the kedei netila is awesome. So that's about place Rashi.
The paths and bachel say anyway, even according to Rashi, doesn't end up a kula because it answers the piece, and then it continues to answer the.
Okay, we're talking here like the mechaber. Mechaber doesn't hold that way, and anyway, we pass the lechumra like the both shitas. Like Rashi and the Ri, and we machmel like the Shita, like the Chumrah of both. So let's read inside. Aval im beraitiv l'Rashi kula. Aval im he beraitiv l'Rashi kula l'Ri afilu mitzasa. If it's partially in the beraitiv, like the Ri, it has to be kula. Like Rashi, it has to be kula beraitiv. Otherwise, it's not beraitiv. L'Ri afilu mitzasa. Oy afilu kula chutz l'raitiv. Or even if it's kulachutz l'raitiv and you stir it or cover the pot, raitiv mefafeya hatamu ma'arvei v'nichnis b'kulai, so then it goes in the entire mixture. So far so good. So far it's simple enough. We have a kula of kedei netila that iser taruvis iser that goes into heter. If the heter is tzili, then it only asks kedei netila. That's the kula. We will. It's just confusing, and I didn't want to stop. So Sifhei continues. When am I saying all this? Shein Tzli Yosef Kedei Ela Kedei Netila. When do I say that Tzli only asks Kedei Netila? That's only talking. Biyerechem Gidoyu Kiyotzabai. Something like the Gidan Noshe or something similar. Davar Kachush. She'ein by kayach lefafeya b'chalachaticha. It's talking about something. It's not a davar shamein. It's not a fatty thing. It's a kochush. I guess kochush literally means weak. What? Lean. That's something. It's something lean that has no fats. So such a thing doesn't go bekula. Avol. She'ein by kayach lefafeya b'chalachaticha. Avol gedish shamein. She'tzalei b'chalbay. If you have a fatty piece of meat of a gedi that you roasted with its fat, in may mechal hagedi shishin nega kol achelav shabai, aser lechol afilu meresh aznai. If it's something that's shamein, it travels in the entire animal, even the tip of its ear. Shekivin shu shamein mefafeya b'kulay. Something that shameng travels in the entire piece of meat. Aval mukachush, but if it's something that's lean, that has no fat, aval pishayim by shishim nega kol achel of shabai, then even if it doesn't have shishim, ene yaisal kidei netila, shachel of shabahema kusha, kachushu betivai, veine mefafeya. Let's just swallow this, then we'll get to the next part. What he's saying here is that there's a difference between Isser Kachush and Isser Shamein. That the Isser Kachush does not travel Bekulai, only goes Kedei Netila, as we said till now. And then Isser Shamein, something that's a fatty Isser, that even by Tzli goes Bekulai. Now we're going to see in a minute that there are more holds of a Chumrah that we're not Bekiyim, Ben Kachush L'Shamein. Now we're not sure, generally speaking, we'll have an exception, but generally speaking, we're not Bekiyim. And when something is called Shamein, that it travels, and when something is called Kachush, and it doesn't travel. Therefore, this halacha becomes a tremendous chumrah. What we're doing is, as you'll see in a second, we start the day that Sli is more kuladik, because Sli only goes Kedei Netila. And we end the day that it's more chumrah. I'll tell you why. If I have a issa that falls onto something that's sleep, well, if I say it asks kedei netila, so that's a kula. It only asks kedei netila. If I say it asks the whole thing, it's a chumra. It asks the whole thing. But if there's shishim, it's a kula, because all right, it asks the whole thing. It's like double or nothing. If you have shishim, the whole thing is mutter, and if you don't have shishim, then the whole thing is asa. But if you're going to say you're not a baki if something is kachesh shamein, so you lose on both sides. Why? Because if issa falls onto something bitzli, if there's no shishim, uchayshish shamein, and it asks the whole thing. And even if it's kachel, even if it's there is shishim, so it's not going to ask the whole thing. You can't be makel that it's shamein if you're not sure. And it'll ask only kedei netila. It'll still ask the kedei netila. So it comes out, you have two chumras. You have the chumra of kedei netila and the chumra of asurim bekulai. And the marshal, who doesn't hold of this whole din, holds it always asurim bekulai, would actually be a kula. Because if it asurim bekulai, then there's no issa kedei netila when there's shishim. But since we don't pass like the Masham, so we're machmir the two chumras together, and it gets worse, because if you look in Pisrei Tshuva Yod Aleph, Pisrei Tshuva Yod Aleph brings I am b'tshuva shemarekeach, telepei simin tesvav shehela, din b'shlu kach b'loy netilas makim. Let's say you have such a situation where you have a potato and issa falls on it and there is shishim. So with shamein, it only asks the kedei netila. You have to take off kedei netila. Let's say you forgot to take off the kedei netila. Now you put this potato into a chalent. Vein shishim neged adetila demutter. The shemarekeach says that if you cooked it without netila smakim, that it's mutter, omnam dafka b'dava hanira l'shamein. You're only allowed to be mekel something that appears to you as a dava shamein. So you're being mekel that it goes bekulai. Avu b'dava hanira l'kachush, v'anitila medina aser. But something which looks to us to be kachush. Amiyakar adin anis kadei netila. Just when machmir to require shishim, because they don't bekiyim. Bein shishim neged adetila, aser medina aser bein shishim neged adetila. Chekasa prima god. Again, nirla kach shem adetila medina aser bein shishim neged adetila. Then neged adetila medina, and kedei adetila is mikra adin. Then aser bein shishim neged adetila. Then if you later put it into a pot, you take that potato and put it into a pot, you need shishim neged the whole kedei adetila. Which means that the kedei netila sort of is nas nevela, and you need shishim kedega the entire netila, so that it comes out that sli is actually a chumra, not a kula. When you have shishim by tafshul, it's a heter. Things that spritz are mutter. Hashem can hear where it's not here. It's a chumra.
Why should be mutter kedei netila by kafash? It's a din aser. Why should not need shishim the first day?
You do need. The first day, if he's saying, is in a place where it's only a chumrah. He says that's only talking about dava hanira lishame. I'm the dafka dava hanira lishame the first day. Some that's near a shame, so it could be mekel that it went bekulay. And even though ain't another kiyim, but since chadichanas the veil itself is a chumrah, so we're not going to be machmir both chumras together. The she'en came a dava hanira lekachishim from this medina. So they were not going to be mekel. So the way it turns out, Sli is actually much, the halach lemaisa is much more chomor, not much more kal. Because the din of kedei detila makes it a complication rather than a kula. Because we're never going to be mekel on kedei detila. Because we're machmer, maybe it goes to kulay. Yet, the kedei detila, when the kedei detila turns out to be a chumra, then we hold of the kedei detila. And Akedei Kach, that will even say Nasa Nevela, the Kedei Netila, and Olasa Vaita. The Mechaber has a hold of Chaticha Nasa Nevela by Shari Surim. So, as you always point out, the Sfardim have it better, right? The since they don't hold the Chaticha Nasa Nevela, comes out like a very big... All right, so till here...
How could there be something in Nira Shami? We're not bekiyim with kokosh. How could we be bekiyim in shamin?
Well, we're certainly bekiyim in shamin. You have a fatty piece of meat. You know it's fatty. And you take a look at a steak. You know it's fatty.
So
what?
Chicken's not the.
I'm not a bucky. What kokosh or what shamin? So I can't answer you. It seems that chicken is at least a suffix shamin because there's a few things are mentioned. We'll have it a minute. Dam is mentioned. Blood is not shamin. Or what? Kedei Netila, what do you mean, in the mixture?
Yeah.
If then it asks, that's what he's saying.
But if it's Kedei Netila itself, what is
it? In the second mixture?
No, the Netila.
Originally?
The thickness of the Netila.
If the original, the question is, if I understand correctly, the question is this. Let's say I have a piece of tzli, and Issa falls on it. And the drop of Issa, the shishin. But Asa today, the Tila, so the Kedei Tila is Asa. So you want now the Kedei Tila should be Chayzer and Asa the rest? Is that
no. The Kedei Tila itself is more than shishin of
the drop of Issa.
Oh, the Kedei Tila itself has shishin connected to Issa, then it's mutter, Nachinami. If the Kedei Tila itself is shishin because it's just a script that went on it, then Achidami, then it'll be Batal Mishishim, then it'll be Mutter. Because it definitely goes Kedei Netila, that went out Mesukh.
Then a spritz, is a liquid.
A spritz of a liquid onto a Dovah Tzli, then it'll go.
You don't mean
Netila,
you have Kula, but
a
spritz is a liquid.
But it's not Bishul, it's still... You mean it's not Mechadikha?
It's
not Mechadikha,
it would
be Khan.
So that's the Khan, you're right. What?
If it was less than you have to take off the Kedei Netila, if it was less than Shishim,
if the Shishim has, if the Netila has Shishim Kedei Netisir, then you don't have to take it off. It's true, if it's a drip of milk onto meat, then the Chashish Rebbe'en, so there'll still be a problem. Because of the Pili Chumra, that voice Chashish Rebbe'en in the of a liquid. But it will be something, let's say that touch, let's say a garlic or something that touch, and the shishim and the netila, then it'll be mutter.
Now,
if the shishim can get a netila, you don't have to take it. If the netila itself has shishim, so you, of course you don't need it. Because it's bottle of shishim. Simply is bottle of shishim. What's the problem? The bliya goes a certain distance, Kedei Netila.
Right,
now, if it's bottle in the Kedei Netila, if it's such a small amount of Isser that it's Shishin Kenegan, that's what we're talking about. Okay, you're talking about a different case.
Okay. If the Netila is an inch, then the thickness would have to be 3/4 of an inch.
Right.
It's definitely physically possible. Is it common? No. And it goes it's sideways also, it's only going to go that distance. Wherever it lands, it's going to go down and sideways. Okay. I don't think so, because the Shach says that those who mention Klipa here, it's Lav Davka, the Shach, and was he Ben? That says those who mention Klipa, he says it's a toss. And he's Lav Davka, knock at Klipa, he means the Tila.
Kedei Netila, you take like all around and then deep
Tefillah in all directions. Yeah.
All directions.
You're talking that the Kedain and Tefillah is enough from the Bible to Yisr for one. How can you be talking about that? That Yisr is spread around in the whole Kedain and Tefillah. The whole idea of Kedain and Tefillah, there doesn't
the whole, the same way I'm Seimach, you know, in a tassel that it spread, even though it landed in one spot, I'm out to the whole thing, including that spot. So the right of his mevabel it. So same thing, I have this Kabbalah that it goes Kedain Netila. It doesn't say we're Mesupik if it goes Kedain Netila. Bliya goes Kedain Netila in the thing it touches. Doesn't seem to be a subject. Does someone say maximum? Someone say maximum? I don't think so. Okay, I said an inch is, an inch is incorrect. I just want to say, Gaidol is 0.9 of it, 9/10 of an inch. And Etzba is a little, it's not more, so it's a little less than an inch. But, what? No, the idea is not that you're safe. I think the idea is that it asks, it doesn't say Elosh HaSafik. We know Mambivada is that it asks. That's my understanding, that it goes Bakula. Now, the second half of Sif Hei is a controversial concept.
What's the story that something could ask a Kedain Netila? If not Netila, everything. It should be a middle ground. It sounds like a physical thing. Something could be a Kedain Netila, something could be half, and something could be three quarters, and something could be whole.
When we started, I think I told you that we are not going to make tests on Kedain Netila, Kedain Klipa, Bakulai. I mean, if you taste it, then it's awesome. Right? If you taste it, it's also. We have certain assumptions. And beyond that, we assume it's mutter. If you'll taste it, it'll be us. Now, Vafilu. This is the last part of Sifhei. Vafilu chaticha se iser kchusha. Now remember, we're going now with the Mechaber, who is a baki between Kachesh and Shamein. I told you, Rama said, ain't on a bakiyim. We're going to Beis Yosef, who was a baki in Kachesh and Shamein. This is Vafilu chaticha se iser kchusha. Even if you're going to have a situation where the Isser is kochush, it's the king of Bakulai. The heter is the one that's fatty, like you have a piece of garlic of arla, let's say, and you put it onto a steak. So garlic, I want the garlic to be Isser. Garlic can't be arla, I'm sorry. It doesn't grow on a tree? I'm sorry. all right, you have something. So what spice grows on a tree?
What do you need spice?
What? Anyway, whatever it is, an isser that you put onto, it could be klayim, okay? You have a piece of garlic that's klayim, and you put it into onto a steak. So the garlic, I'm assuming garlic is kachush, and steak is shamein. So l'chayr, there's no problem. The isser is kachush, and isser kachush doesn't go on a kedei netila. So after Shulchan Aruch, ha isser mefafeya bekula. Nevertheless, the isser is mefafeya bekula. The isser spreads in the whole heter. This is called heter mefatim le'isser. That means that the heter, which has the fats, is mefate the isser. It causes the isser, which is kachush, itself to become a dover shamein. Heter mefatim le'isser. So I'll read it again. Afilu chetichas isser kachusha, v'chetichas heter shnitzas ima shmeina, ha'isser mefafeya bekula. V'chol dover sheyesh lo pipua. And he adds what I mentioned earlier, something that is mefafeya, that is shamein, and it falls on a specific spot, even when you do have shishim, you still need tilas makim, because it goes, wait, before you turn to the Ramah, I just want to discuss this concept of het mefatel le'eser, which is a difficult concept. What we're saying here is we're accepting a certain mitzvah that we have a Kabbalah from Chazal, that when you have things bitzli, when you're roasting things, and het and iser touches heter, if they're both kachush, it only goes kedei netila. If the iser is fatty, it goes in the entire piece of heter. And now we're saying a case where the iser itself is not fatty. This itself is a piece of garlic, that's not fatty, it doesn't have kayach to be mefafeya. But because the heter is fatty, Therefore, heter mefatim le'iser, which means that because the heter has fat, it causes the garlic to go and to give iser to the entire piece of meat. Heter mefatim le'iser, it gives it over its attribute of pitum, which means the iser itself can't go bekulai because the iser is kachush, but because it touches the pitum, therefore it goes bekulai. Now, the question is how you understand the mechanics of how this works. I don't like to get into the mechanics, but l'chaira, this is a contradiction to the klal, which we discussed numerous times, of ein anesa yachal esa b'makab sheni esa atzma yachal ela sham. Let's think. I have a lemon, and the lemon is heter, and I cut it with a treifa knife. So I say that even though lemon juice can give taste to more than shishim, but ein hanesar, the lemon which became iser, can go to a place where the fats from the knife, they couldn't go. So since the fats of the knife are batel b'shishim, so therefore the lemon or the lemon juice is also batel b'shishim. Why don't I say the same thing here? The garlic itself is the iser. It doesn't have kayach to go more than kadei netila. So now, because the nesar is mefutim, because it asks kadei netila, not kadei netila, has in it a fattiness, so now it could go bekulai? But ain't a nesar yachal eser, but b'makom shein nesar asma yachal elasha.
Is the difference between kayach and how much is in there? When we say that the lemon, there isn't shishim of the iser in there. Here there is shishim. It just can't travel. Now you have a lubricant, something to take it with it, to be able to spread it around.
You're saying a difference, but you're answering the question. The question was that the... Are you answering the question? The question was that the Nesar can't be worse than the Iser.
But here there is shishim there. It just doesn't have travel. The spread doesn't travel around.
Right.
So now it went onto a taxi to take it around. It took the fat of the other thing and it's going around. Okay. But there is shishim there.
So what you're saying is that the garlic becomes fatty.
The garlic becomes fatty.
So that's the question, the two ways to learn the mechanics of how this works. Is the pshat that the garlic becomes fatty, and now the garlic can travel, it has wings, it could travel? Is that the pshat? Or is the pshat that the garlic is kachush? Just the garlic asks some of the meat, now that meat is shoving and it travels. So you're saying is the first way, not the second way. Then we're going to say the garlic asks the meat, and the meat which is fat, the fattiness travels. So we have a kasha. And that's the achalasa. So rather, let's learn that the shamnunis goes into the garlic, makes the garlic a davar shamein, and it makes it be able to travel. So let's see the Taz Yud and the Nekudas HaKesef. This has nothing to do with Chatich Nas Nevela.
That was the
original question. Okay, good. Because otherwise, we'll say in an essay that the meat can't answer. Without chaticha nasavel, what you're saying is in an essay that the meat which became asa can only ask if it goes with the garlic. If the meat travels without the garlic, then it can't. Okay, nachinam. So let's see. That what we're saying now is the Taz and the Kudus HaKesef. So let's see Taz Yud. First he brings Kosev Beis Yosef Zen Nilmad Bimashem Etzinu Kein Besimu Kofches Lein Yurecha Milsa. There's a Shaila in Simu Kofches. Recha Milsa has nothing to do with Zeya. It's a separate concept of Reach Asering. The Afilo Heta Shamein Oser. There even Heta Shamein has a din of Shamnunis. It gives the Isser a din shamnunis. Laman the Sfira Leirechem also. Vatav de Heta also. Umefatim Leila Isser. Vechayzev an Isser Reach Leha Heter. Now, if you read these words, he's saying, Ha Heter also umefatim Leila Isser. The Heta goes, and it's mefatim the Isser. Vechayzev an Isser Reach Leha Heter. And that goes back, it gives Reach to the Heter. Vekoshel. The kosev mahari bagar sharei dura b'din recham ilsev zel shayne. Tzarech lechalek bein zeh bein hadam rino chen en nesa yachal le'eser al b'makim she'esa atzma yachal le'elasham. What's the difference here? And the rule of Eina Nesi Yechal Esa Mokim Shari Sa'asam Yechal Eila Sham Do'anami Hanavela Khusha Ein Lo Pitum. Here too, in that case, it's the Vela is the Kochish thing. Ein Lo Pitum, it itself doesn't have the Kach to be Mefafeya. So he answers, the Reach Shani. Why don't we say Eina Nesai, the Reach Shani, Lefisha Pitum, Eilacha Reach, Vahatama Kochish Imai. Because Reach Milsa is different. Because the Reach is the pitum moilach hareach v'atama kochosh imay, because the pitum takes the reach and the tama kochosh and makes it travel. So he says, the taze is shmami noy, the ikra chum rezu mishum reichahi, the sham lo yich bislam bahach svara deina nesi yachal esa. So frek the taz, over this whole chumra we're learning out of reicha milsa. And yet there itself, lo yich bislam bahach svara nesi yachal esa, and therefore, we ask her over there. So just like we ask over there, we ask over here. That's the source. V'kiva de berecha milsa kaim la misim kof ches de b'dieved mutter amayye kan osur afila d'yeved. But by recha milsa itself, which is the makar for this, we say it's only osur l'chatchilah, it's mutter b'dieved. Why over here should it be osur afila b'dieved or ain kan ela isa reyach dach svaradein anesa nemra afila b'noigim zemzeh. This is his kasha. His kasha is that if you can explain Eina Nesar, like by the din of Recha Milsa, there we're not machber only lechatchila, and we're not machber b'di'evet. That's the Taz's kasha. He brings later in the second wide line that the Beis Yosef himself has this kasha. Eidik she Beis Yosef b'sof simin zem yimashakosim b'tur de'Eina Nesar afilo mehet ha'shamein mutter. So the Nekudas HaKesef here on the side, which is the Shach, in the Nekudas HaKesef, comes to answer this Kasha. Lo Kasha Midi. See, it's thus Reisi Metarzim, Ve'al Dvarim Bilti Nechayim, Lo Kasha Midi. Nekudas HaKesef answers, Gahacha, Kivan de Heisser Machmas Atzmai, since the Isser is Issa Machmas Atzmai, meaning, and on my example, the garlic, is not a Issa Balua. It's an isamach masatzvay. Im ke miyad mifatem leha kochush. He learns that the meat fattens the garlic. Vahada ozel umifatem leheter. How do we touch this? Miyad mifatem leha kochush. Vahada ozel umifatem leheter. And then the isa can go into the meat, which is heter, and be mifatem it. Okay, that's these two and a half lines, these three lines are what he's saying. One more time. He iser machmasas im kein miyad mefatim lakochish. The meat is mefatim the garlic. And then the hadazel, then the garlic goes, and mefatim laheter. It's mefafeya and the whole heter. So the language of Nekudas HaKesef, brief though it is that the garlic itself becomes a davar shamein. Because when you put garlic onto a steak, onto a beef, and the beef is fatty, it makes the garlic fatty. And once the garlic becomes fatty, now the garlic has the kayach to go and to asa. That's the lashon of the Nekudas HaKesef. Now that's a chiddush. It's not exactly the way you were saying. It's the same lamdus, but here we're saying not that the blia, when it enters the meat, becomes mefutim, but that the garlic itself becomes a davar shamei. Right. Makes the garlic a davar shamei. So the Chavis Das writes on this that the Chavis Das is in Sukkot Yud Aleph that if you learn like this Nekudas HaKesef, it comes out of Chiddush. Now let's say I now take the garlic off of this steak. I take the garlic and I put it into my vegetable soup. Oh no, that's no good, that's cooking. Yeah. I go and I put it on a different davar tzli. I'm roasting heter, a different heter, and I put it there.
That's kochush.
This garlic, loy tishach, loy nekudas hakesef, already became a davar shamei, and this davar shamei now is going to be able to ask other things. Chavis Das says that you can learn differently. You could learn that the garlic doesn't become shamei, it's only the bli of the garlic which goes into the meat that becomes shamei. he says this will be enough kamina between the way the Likud Sakesef learned and the way and another possible way of learning. Now, this is going to become a little more complicated because later Shachat Siv Zayin will seem, he himself will seem to learn differently. So we're going to wait and we're going to come back to this. But there are two ways to learn why Hetem Mefatim Leiser. Why this Chumrah, the Mechaber doesn't bring two Shitas. As a matter of fact, for what we've been doing lately, it isn't pretty good because we haven't had come out any Machlaikas in here. We have Einon Mekiyan, but there's no Machlaikas yet. Here we have, I think, the first Machlaikas we have today. Two ways to learn Hetem Mefatim Leiser. Either that the Heter the heter gives fats into the iser, into the garlic in my case, and makes the piece of iser shamein, or no, it's just the kayach and the bliya, that when the bliya goes, it's able to travel. These are the two ways to learn.
How do we deal with this tazis? How do we deal with that?
With what?
He didn't give the
so he brings a risi mitartzim, a different mahalach, but I think the place can deal with the with these two ways of learning, mostly, at least the Chavis Das.
So according to the way the Chavis Das is called, why don't you have the same kasha, though?
So because there are two ways. Either way, we have to answer that the garlic, in my case, the iser, becomes fatty. And therefore it could travel. So once it travels, it gives time, like you said. But in that, there are two ways of understanding it. There's one way to understand, like the Lashon of the Kudus HaKesef, that the garlic itself becomes a Dav HaShamin. The other way to learn is that the Bliya becomes a Dav HaShamin. And there's Nafkamina, we only have one Nafkamina so far, Legabe, the piece of garlic, to fall into something else, to touch other Tzli, and how much it would answer. If it's a Dav HaShamin, and that, yeah.
Is there any Nafkamina on Lafayette if you keep it?
There's no difference in loyet hatoy, if that's what you mean.
No, I mean, there's no concept of what the bottom is shaman, it doesn't matter what the Easter put on it.
So what comes out from here is that so far we don't know any difference if the Easter is shaman or the heter is shaman. Whichever one is shaman, since heter mefatim leiser, so it's always going to answer. And now we turn to the Ramah, and we have the Archumra, the Chol Mavushal B'lai Raitiv.
What's the list of the Mechaber? List of the Mechaber.
Last line, that you need the Tila anyway.
Yeah.
You mean
if it's Shomei, why would you need the Tila?
Okay, let's see. The last thing the Mechaber said is that even in a case where you have Shishim, you still need Kedei Netila. Now, I said for us, we're not Bekiyim, so of course you need Netila. But the Beis Yosef was a Baki. So according to him, why do I need Netila even if it goes into Shishim? So this Kasha, the Shach brings from the Trumas Hadesha, from the Mari, Shach Tezvav, Tzarch Netila Smakim, that's Mari, the Chalecha, the Batal B'Shishim, Ein Tzarch, Lai Netila, V'Lai Klipa. Why should you need more? Naturally, Marshal, Bisav Hatcher Shalai, Parakid Hat Nasha, Kosov, the Bikoshko, Shiesh Lahatsuk Klepa, the Bukha, the Tila Vitzli, Apadika Shah Samuk, Aval Shomein, Yafa Kosov Mari, Vamachmir Havi, Ksil Bechosha Chaylech. So Marshal says, if you're Machmir more than me, then you're a fool. Then you're Ksil Bechosha Chaylech, and he says, list of names, Kagavi Kosov Maram Padova, and, Das Rav Gabit Sleeve, Resh Kal Gabi Melicha, Kamachabach, and Kosov Kambahago, the Chain of Paiskim are Kaidman for some of Sivim came. Says the Paiskim Hamu for some of all the other way, he brings a Machlaikis. The Taz, though, answers the Kasha. Taz in Yur Aleph answers the Kasha. He says, Tarantil Smokim Shabbai, say Mokim, Nechshav, he is a Tfe, Kilu Hube'en. The Nilman, me Pesach, I'm a Shaksafti, some in Sadik Dalit. So that, he's saying, the Marshal says, it doesn't make sense. If it goes Bekula, it doesn't go Kedei Netila. If it goes Kedei Netila, it doesn't go Bekula. He's saying that even when it goes Bekula, the place it landed, the Isser is more Chashuv. It has, I guess, more taste. And that's why you need Kedei Netila in addition to the Shish. The Rabbi brings our chumra. Chama bushel b'lay raitiv. Ayafoi dina katzli b'chol davar. Anything that's cooked without gravy, even if it's baked, it's not tzli. Dina katzli b'chol davar. We don't mean dafka roasting. Baking is the same. Okay, that's posh. We are machbir to shishim. Vafili ikashishim tzarch netilas makim. Vachi dog. So we have a chumra of both ways. Is there any exception to this chumra? Sakta Rama. Dafka bi iser chaylev, a shar iser, the shayach by shamunis. When I'm talking here, Sakta Rama, I know no bikiyim. You have meat, you have fats. How fat is fatty and how fat is lean? So we're not bikiyim. But avol be'isad olay shayich be'isham nunis v'u bevaday kachush eri yaisi rakaday netila. Something that's definitely kachush, there's no shayla. We can be mekel. What's an example of something that's definitely kachush? Garlic is definitely kachush. Vegetables don't have fat in them. I don't know. So the shach brings an example. He brings blood. Shach tezayin. Shiris and Shabbat Shemunis, Bismar Bekama Dufti, the Dam Lo Shabbat Shemunis. Blood is not fatty. Okay? How often does a shach come with blood? I'm not sure. But blood is not fatty. Even that he has a kasha. Miu Besif Tessis Bar, the Noegan, the Shabbat Malicha Beshishin. I feel the Kachish Lagamri. Ken Hua Dim Bitsli. He has a kasha. That we find out by blood, we are Machmir. So Prima Gadam answers that 1 minute, he says. Blood is Kachish. Malicha, what's malicha? You salt something, it draws out the blood. When it draws out the blood, it doesn't draw out only blood. It draws out blood and other parts of the fats, other moisture from the meat comes out. So he says, when do we say dam is kachush? If somebody has dam hakaza, he has blood that was drawn, so it's plain blood without anything, without any mixture. So blood is kachush. Dam malicha, that's shamein, because the blood that comes out with a certain amount of fat from the meat. There's one area there, in blood, it rises.
Yeah, it's like you
make
the fat
is
water,
separate.
Okay. Then you can separate. You can separate.
Cleaving a raya to the prima donna, because dam malicha, but I have some rubah, it's mutter.
It's not true. Some place going to make here just like the Malicha. They're not going to have some rule, but they compare it. There's one example where we're making Kedei Netila Halacha L'Maisa. It's a halacha I mentioned here within the last 12 months. I mention it every year. What? Pesach by? Where do you have Tzli? There's one place that the Shulchan Aruch actually brings, the Mishabura says to be Saimach that it's Kachush by a matzah kfula. If you have a matzah that's kfula, a matzah that's folded over, before Pesach, we're not like to bake matzahs on Pesach when it asks the mashu, we bake all our matzahs beforehand. A matzah that's folded is considered to be Vadei Chametz, if it has all the dinim of a matzah kfula, so it's considered to be halachically Vadei Chametz. When you have a matzah that has a kfula on it, we like to break off the kfula plus a kedei netila around the kfula. Why? Because it's yavesh b'yavesh. It's matzah matzah, and it's tzli and it's alfui is dinak tzli, and it goes whatever chametz there is in the fold. It goes kedei netila into the rest of the matzah. Now it will be a davar shamei and it will go in the whole matzah, but because we're saimech that matzah is definitely not a davar shamein, it's just flour and water. So therefore, we're makel that we're saimach on kedei netila itself. You just have to be careful when you buy in a matzah bakery, they sell shvarim. You can buy broken matzahs. Usually it's a dollar cheaper or so. You buy broken matzahs, you have to be hope that whoever's breaking the matzahs for the matzah bakery is careful to break kedei netila. It used to get me very nervous. When I saw the fellow working there, he was chick-chock everything, and I don't think he took a day to tila around in the matzah bakery where I saw it. I don't think he took a day to tila around the things he broke off, which was used to bother me. I used to tell him. So he held some kfulim and not real kfulim. He might be right. But if there's a real kfula, you have to be careful. And what? The kfula is chametz. What? Because Shulchan Aruch says that in a place where it's kafel, it doesn't bake well in the kefil. If the kfula has a skin, like matzah has a thin, if it has a skin, it's not a kfula. But it's folded, and at that place, there's no skin. When you open it, you see it's white. So a chayshish that it's chametz. Regardless how thick, if it's not kafel, it's fine. Or it's kafel, it's worse. Yeah. So the... what? Kedei netila is a finger. A finger. Less than an inch. So they have to break it around. I don't know, it gets me nervous. I stop buying shvarim. I buy only shleimim. Because... No, shvarim, sometimes they break off, it's burnt. Sometimes they break off... The truth is they break off a lot of different things. So, there are certainly some kfula. And I'm not passing anything, I just meant to give you an example. Alright, let's just learn Sifav so next week we get to Sif Zayin. Sifav is a simple sif. Even though we say that it goes b'kulay b'tzli, if one is hot and one is cold, hatachtein gaiver. Tzli is no different than bishul. We say tatoy gaiver. Lefikach im nafal cham al tzaynein, eini aysa al kadei klipa. Therefore, if the hat is on top and the cold is on bottom, even if it's shamein, it only asks kadei klipa. The nafal tzaynein al cham, imein behete kadei get iser, shishu kadei get iser, hakol aser. And cold on tahat, hakol aser. So this is a simple, seems to be a simple sif, that just like we learned in Sif Gimel, that Tatoi Govar by Bishul, the same thing Tatoi Govar by Tzli. Now, what we learned today is half the story. Which half is missing? Because today we only talked about Isser Machmas Atzmai, a piece of garlic that's Klayim, and it's Isser Machmas Atzmai, that's what we're talking about. Sif Zayin, we're going to go into a whole new area, in Issa Bolua, whether, if the thing is not Issa by itself, it just has a Bliya of Isser, there are a number of Kulis. You're all familiar with the expression, Ein Bliya Yaitza Makli Lakli Balai Raitiv, which we mentioned numerous times. And we're going to have a Shita that Ein Bliya Yaitza Ma'echal Aichal Balai Raitiv either. And then we'll talk about Aichal Lakli. So today, we had Kamat No Machlaiksin. I mentioned Machlaiksin Rashi and Dari. And then the two ways to learn how to be factibly isser, but we're going to make up for it next week if it's Hashem with Sisa.